time I get y'all folks warm, it'll be time to go home.
It's not cool.
Yeah, oh, it, I'm buying, I see people in shirts and sweaters, and I'm like, oh.
Oh.
All right.
Get children outside, wind's starting to get up.
Okay, let's pray for Betty Winstead this morning. She called about, or texted me about 9 o'clock and said that he had just passed away, Randy, so do pray for them. I do not know what's going on yet, so when I find out, I'll let you know. Do pray for Christy. She's kind of feeling under the weather this morning, so is Brandy. So let's pray for them. Prayer list this morning: Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brammer, Jardine Strontz, Gladys Keene, and Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendrick, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jenny, let's pray for Jen. She's been in rehab for a few while. She hurt her leg, so let's pray for her. Bill Gisby, Devin Fahey, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Smith, Kim Sigman, Miss Brammer, Richard Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Rachel, Miss Russell, excuse me, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy McCory, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Finley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Preacher of the White Loan, Mike Cage, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Elaine, a special need for a family at the daycare center, Bill McKinley and Karen McDaniel. We took Christy to the doctor a couple of times this week. She went one day to the pain doctor, you know, for your legs. They thought she had some vein valves that wasn't working properly. But the doctor told her, said there wasn't nothing they could do for her because she was good. So, you know, so I said, I can't help you with nothing because there ain't nothing to fix. Everything's good. She said, you got a healthy set of legs. So, thank God for that. Then we went to Statesville, one day, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember this day. They're gonna do a upper GI one or sometime or another, so I like it. Check, make sure if it was or she had, or start to heal, or heal. So, they pray for that. And what else be? I have my soul, I'm gonna pray. Oh, heavenly gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray and ask you today, Lord, to take care of all these folks that we've got on this list. Lord, you know each heart, each need, you know what it is, the reason why their name's there. God, we just pray, God, and ask you to intervene on each one. Lord, we pray this morning, you bless the church here this morning, and help us as we stand to bring the bread of life. Lord, as you help us, Lord, as we try to preach this morning and be sheep. Lord, we pray, God, for each song and song. We pray, Lord, that you bless us when it sings. We pray, God, that you just be with us all. We pray for the ones that's not here this morning. But, Lord, we pray for the Randy Winstead family, Lord, this morning is their mourning, their grieving. Also, Randy, Lord, we just pray, God, that you would bless Ben, your sons, Lord, that you be with them and help them. Lord, just pray, God, that you would help this family this time of need. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless the election, Lord, that's coming up. Lord, we pray that you would bless it, place it. Person that needs to be with her. And Lord, just pray that your will be done in you. And Lord, we pray for this nation that we live in, that you will bless it. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for the church as a whole, that we would keep our eyes open. And Lord, we'll let our light shine, your glory and your honor. And Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. You've blessed us so much. How much it is that we appreciate what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, we do humbly pray.
Years ago, he used to be a man of mind.
Man of mind, yeah.
just want to thank the Lord for saving me, for being in his house this morning. It's a war in the fireworks of the hoodie. It's a war to the close of the day. I shall see the green king and his beauty. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile.
Showers we believe, the showers of joy.
Jah were so blessed, sending up us of the Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come as now honor the world. Jah were so blessing. Jah were so blessing we need. Mercy drop from us and falling. For the showers we bleed. The showers so blessing. All that today may they fall. Now as to God we confessing. Now only Jesus we call. Showers so blessing. Showers so blessing we need. Mercy that run us and falling. But for the showers we bleed.
My
all I need when I just need. He's all I need when I'm just, well, he's all I need. I just no need. Well, he's all I need. I need no thought to any other, because he's a friend. A friend is closer than a brother, and all these friends I can relate to be my spring. We dance a song because he's the Lord all over. He's all we need. He comes for me when I worry. He see every pain, feel my deep is lonely, down and down again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration is my everything. He's all I need.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
She's been coughing her head off nonstop.
Okay, we're going to be back in the book of 1 Kings this morning, chapter number 3, verse 16.
Chapter what? Number 3?
3:16. You know, we've been talking about Solomon here, and, you know, the Lord asked him what it was that he could give him, and he said, you know, told the Lord basically he wanted wisdom and understanding of the heart. Now we're going to see that he's got it. And the first little job that the Lord had gave King Solomon here, the wisdom. Thank you. 16. It says in verse number 16. Now, think about this now. Solomon just got this wisdom of the heart, understanding. And here God's going to let him do the first act of using. Now, I want you to keep in mind this morning, church, when you ask God for something, he gives it to you. Sometimes it's going to seem like it's easy, sometimes it's going to be harder. To me, this right here was, it was sort of hard, but in a way it was a no-brainer. You know people. Then there came two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I was with this woman dwelling in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass that the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no strangers with us in the house, save we two in the house. Now, it's got two pregnant women delivering 2-3 days apart. And they ain't nobody in the house but the women and the children. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid. And she arose at midnight and took my son from my beside me while thy handmaiden slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No. This said, No. But the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, The one said, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. Then the other said, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. In other words, we got two women fighting over one kid, one child. And the king brought and said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child into two, and give half to one and half to the other. We're outnumbered, man. If there's two women in here, I know that bear children. That ain't gonna work, is it? Then spoke the woman whose the living son was unto the king, for her bowels yearned unto her son, and said, O Lord, give her the child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divided. Can a real mama really do that? Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and no wise slay it, for she is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and had feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of God was with him to do judge. Now, folks, this is a story here. I mean, two ladies with two children. One passes away in the night. The other one steals the other one's child, reverses them. And they go before the king. Now, this is just not an ordinary king. This is a king that God has just blessed with understanding of the matters of the heart. Wisdom. Because Solomon knew, once he talked about slaying that child, dividing it in two, that the real mother was going to be able to give up her child. For that reason, that she would rather see it live with someone else and be alive than be dead. And this is the wisdom in which I want you to see this morning. Now, God used this story to show the love of a mother, but also the wisdom of a king.